If you have your Bible, turn to Malachi chapter number 3. Malachi chapter number 3. Again, at verse 16, the Bible says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." We'll preach just a little while this morning, if God be our help, on this thought. God's autograph book. Amen. God's autograph book. If we look at this morning, we see as Malachi's writing to the people, he's trying to encourage them in the Lord and trying to persuade them that there's a better day, praise God, and that they're beginning to line up and prospect with God, and God's beginning to minister to their hearts, and they're beginning to see the hand of God in their hearts and their lives. I like it when we can begin to see God ministering in our lives. It only happens. Now listen to me. It only happens when we let God and we want God and we desire God to do something for you. Amen. But He can do wonderful and marvelous things for us. He has great and exceeding precious promises today if we'll just trust in Him. He makes all the difference. Praise God. So we see that God does have, He's got this autograph book and He's written, praise God. And the Bible tells us here that it's written even in the times of troubles. Amen. I want to say again, isn't it wonderful that God keeps a good record, praise God, even in troublesome times? He looks at us and sees how we handle all the aspects of the things that we endure in this world, and He tries to encourage us and He helps us to get through it. Amen? I don't know how people make it without the Lord. I don't see how people get through these tough times and troubles when they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us in verse number 7, Malachi says, "Even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from mine ordinances and not kept them." He said, there's come times that you've turned you back on God. He said, there's times that you've not listened to me like you should. Could I get a witness today? Has anybody ever done that? And I know most of you probably are perfect and you've never messed up. You've never strayed. You've never had difficulties being right where God have you to be because you're perfect and all that. But I want to say, as you pastor this morning, you may want to chunk me and get rid of me because there's been times in my life that I've drifted away and got caught up, so caught up in the world and the things this world and the finances world, trying to have the things this world and do the things this world, that I've just drifted away from God. But I'm glad He loved me enough, Brother Christy, come where I was and got my attention and brought me back. Praise God. Got me to a place. Praise God. Even in troublesome times, the Lord is there. During times of trouble, praise God, I want to tell you today, God's still there. Now, the devil would like to dissuade us, and he'd like to say, well, you're going through all this trouble, all this hardship. Why don't you just forget about God? Hey, let me just show you what you can do. And his old flesh take over and begin to take you in the wrong direction. That's what the flesh does, by the way. It tends to take us in the wrong direction. Amen. It was written in time. It was written in time when people were backslidden. Look at verse 13. Bible says in verse 13, he said, "And your words have been stout against me, saith Lord." My goodness, can you imagine not only being out of the will of God or going in the wrong direction, but actually talking contrary to God? Amen? If we ain't careful, praise God, we can be absolutely contrary to God. When we begin to get in unbelief and we don't listen to Him, and we, as we said in Sunday school, we start saying, "but this and but that," instead of saying, "well, what thus says the Word of God?" We have to be mindful of what He says. He said, "Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee?" Amen? So what do we really say? Amen. He said, praise God, we can see it in what we say, and we can see it in how we act and how we react. We have to be real careful, praise God, and we might be found pleasing to the Lord every day. I don't want to be contrary to God, do you? Amen. I want Him to always know that I'm on His side. I want him to always know, praise God, and I'm not here to contradict him in any way, praise God. I'm here to try to appease him and to try to walk with him, praise God, as he guides me along the way. He's been to show me his truth. And I want to be found in the center of his truth. I want to be in his will today. Amen. That would be the desire of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this auditorium this morning, is to be found pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Because he said, hey, he's writing to us in troubled times. He's writing to us, praise God, in a time of backsliding when we even don't even realize it, but we're there. Amen. We've done slipped away from the Lord. And it's easy to do. Because the old devil, this old flesh is subtle. It'll come in just a little at a time, and it'll put little things in your life, praise God, and it'll get you to slide back just a little bit. Amen? In your relationship with the Lord. Hey, and he starts to, and the first thing he wants to do is get you out of the house of God. Because this is where God puts us together, so we get in the Word of God together and begin to see what he's got for us. That'll encourage our hearts that we can be encouragers in the world. And hey, listen, if the devil can get you out and starve you out, praise God, then he can have, he pretty much got you defeated. You're living a defeated life, and you're not living it for the Lord, you're living it for the devil. You're following the ambitions of the flesh, amen, instead of the goodness and grace of God. Praise God. So we see how in God's autograph book, we see that he writes it in a time of trouble. He writes it in a time of backsliding, praise God. He writes it in a time when somebody might say, well, you know, religion doesn't really pay. Look at verse 14. He said, you have said, it is vain to serve God. Have you ever heard anybody say that? Have you ever thought that in your heart or in your head? It's just vain to serve God. There's no need for it. There's no reason in it. It's just vain to serve God. He said, what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? He said, where's the profits in serving God? Amen? That's what the devil would say. That's what the flesh, that's what the world would say. Probably over half of this world today said, I don't know what's the profit of serving your God. What's the profit of being religious? And what's the profit of loving Lord Jesus Christ and going to church and worshiping God and lifting up his name and praising him? What profit is that? Hey, they never got a peek to glory. They've never seen the other side of this thing. They've never seen the mighty God that we serve and love us enough that he sent his only begotten Son down to where we were and saved us by his marvelous grace and wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, the one that keeps these wonderful records, praise God, in heaven. Put our name down, praise God. Made a place for you and a place for me so we could get in and be partakers of the goodness of God. I tell you what, that'd make a Cobab to shout. Amen. Glory to God. He said, you've said it. What profit is this? He said, it's just vain to serve the Lord. Where's the profit in serving the Lord? It's those treasures laid up in heaven. Amen. Those treasures laid up in heaven that's there for you and there for me. One day we'll attain to. Glory, hallelujah, be presented. Glory to God. Hey, I want to take everything that I've got stored up. Hey, I probably ain't got a whole lot. Like most of us, we don't have a whole lot stored up in heaven. I'd like to have enough. So that he says, well done, my good faithful servant. And he has me out that little dab. And I can cast it back at his feet. Glory, hallelujah. Just to praise him and show him how much I love him and how much I appreciate him. Because he come to where I was. An old sinner. Praise God, lost and undone. And saved me by his marvelous grace. Wrote my name. I said, he wrote my name in the Lamb's Book alive. Glory, hallelujah. I'm saved. Praise God, I've been bought by a price. I'm one of his little old young'uns. Glory, hallelujah. And he's my heavenly Father, and I love him this morning. Amen. Glory, hey, praise God, he's been so good to me. I've got some great and exceeding precious promises. Amen. The Lord's laying up treasures in heaven. Amen. God's keeping them for me. Amen. Securing them, guarding them, protecting them. Praise God. For later on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, you say, preacher, you need to be laying up stuff here. Praise this. Hey, this old world ain't my home. Amen. I'm hey, I've tried to be a good steward. I've got a retirement account. Amen. Of course, it ain't as big as it used to be. And I ain't started drawing it yet either. It's just trying to shriek on me. That's all right, praise God. God knows what we need. He said he had not seen a righteous forsaken or a seed to beg bread. I just think I'll go with God. Amen. I ain't going to put much trust in man or the banks here. I'm going to bank on what God's got me in glory. What he's got for me in glory. I said, what he got for me in heaven, praise God. That's my goal. One day, praise God, I'm going to march through them pearly gates and go down them streets of gold, as it were transparent glass, into the presence of glory. And praise God, there I'm promised going to be able to live forever with Him. Amen. Hey, you get thinking on it that way, you don't need a whole lot of stuff here. Praise the Lord. We make do here, God. We ask God to bless us here, and He promised us we'd seek first King God, His righteousness. All the things that we need in this world shall be added unto us. Amen? That's a promise of God. That's God said so. And if God said so, praise God, He means what He says. Amen? If there's ever been a time, praise God, that we need to put our faith and trust in the Lord, it's right now in the day and hour that we live. We need to put our trust in Him. Amen? Praise God. Religion, does it pay? Yeah, sure it does. Amen? But it's a whole lot more than religion. It's being a born-again child of God. Amen? Religion's in your head. Amen. Christianity's in your heart. It's that Christ of God, praise God, who comes in, makes His abode in you. You begin to let Him, question yourself on everything, praise God, according to the perfect and the rightness of God Almighty and His dear Son. He's the one that lived perfect. He was the one that was virtuous. He was the one, praise God, that never messed up. Amen. I can't say that. But Billy, I can't say that this morning. I've never messed up. I've never made a mistake. I've never broke the heart of God. I can't say that. But Jesus could. Amen. God the Father, He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You know, He didn't say in whom I'm pleased. You know, He's probably pleased with us because we've made mistakes. But He said, you know, we're trying to do right. But He said, with His Son. God the Father said, I'm well pleased with Him. He never made no mistakes. So he kept His eyes and His focus on me, praise God. And I was ruling, praise God, from the throne of grace. And grace makes a difference. That's that unmerited favor of God Almighty to you and me. We need that today. That divine favor, that power that comes from heaven. Praise the Lord. That radiates down to me and you. Bless His holy name. So God written it, praise God, and He ordered it written. God ordered it written, praise God, because He heard the conversations going on in man. Verse 16, He said, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Amen. Praise God. God wrote it because He heard the conversation. Listen to me. I wonder if God hears what we're saying. He said, every vain word, you'll give an account. I wonder what God's writing down on your account. Well, what God's got to say on your account. Amen. Come on. Now, let me just tell you something. People get on this Facebook mess and they write down, they got to tell you everything they do. Listen, let me tell you something. You young people, look at me just a minute. People do not need to know when you take a potty break. Amen. People do not need to know that. That's just too TMI. We do not need to know whenever you go to bed. We don't need to know every little thing that you do, every little detail of how you comb your hair. Amen. There ain't some things that's just perfect, personal and private that we need to keep to ourselves. Amen. But we put all this out there for the whole world. And I tell you, people's watching that. And these things that people's putting on there today. I'm talking about God keeping a good record. But these people putting that stuff on their day, and it's going to cause them problems later on. Because newsflash, employers are watching that now. They're looking to see what you talked about, who you talked to, and how you talk to people on the internet. Amen. That might mean the difference between you getting that job promotion or you getting that job. Might mean the difference in you getting into college or not getting into college. Amen. Because they're keeping a record. But God's keeping a better record. Amen. God's listening. He said he was listening to their conversation. He was listening to what they had to say. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what do? We start talking about Him and how good He is. We just start talking about Him and how blessed we are to be a child of God, and how, praise God, how could a good God of heaven who's so awesome and could love somebody like me? Amen. But God heard their conversations and He wrote them down. Praise God. And He wrote them down, praise God, to honor that select crowd, praise God, that He had chosen unto Himself. Do you know God's choosing out people for His side? Amen. Praise the Lord. And He knows who we are. He knows those that truly want to be on His side. Come on now. It's not those that just want to go along with the crowd to be popular. It's those that love the Lord Jesus and are looking for His appearing. We're looking for a soon coming. So we're looking for Jesus, praise God, to come and get us, to take us home. We're like old Abraham. We're sojourners here in this world. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. I'm looking for a city. Praise the Lord. Has foundations. Amen. I'm glad for those foundations, ain't you? Praise God. Without foundations, you don't have nothing. But those foundations of that city, praise God, are based upon God Almighty, His creation. Praise His holy name. Amen. So whose names are written thereon in this record that God has? Amen. Whose names will be written in this record? The Bible tells us. He said, then they that feared the Lord. Amen. Those are the ones whose name's going to be written in that record. These are going to be written in God's autograph book, praise God. Those people that fear the Lord. You know what's wrong with America today? We have no fear of God no more. We've been so blessed in so many different ways that we take it for granted. We just assume, Brother Alex, that's always going to be this way. Amen. Listen, things have a tendency to change. We need to be careful, pray God. Put our faith and trust in the Lord, glory, hallelujah, because we know that He's the one that's going to take and protect and keep us through all things. He's the one that's going to provide a way. And it's for those that fear the Lord, those that have that reverent fear of God Almighty. Amen. A reverence. That's having an awesome respect. That's what reverence is. An awesome respect for God. Amen. I mean, we don't fist bump God and say, yay, bro. Amen. That ain't the God we serve. Our God is an almighty God. He's the God of glory, praise God. He's the God of the universe. He's the author and finisher of everything. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. He's exactly that and all that. To those that fear Him, those that have that reverent respect for God Almighty. We're to respect God. You know what happens when we begin to respect God? We begin to respect ourselves. Amen. We don't have to be all that, praise God, when we got God and we respect the Lord and we respect ourselves. We don't have to play on what people think about who we are. Come on. Come on now. Don't quit on me. We are what we are, Paul said, by the grace of God, and that ought to be sufficient. Praise God. All people need to see is Jesus Christ in our life. He's real and He's alive and He's vibrant. He's somebody that we're trusting in. And praise God, that ought to be enough to satisfy them. Amen. And if it ain't enough to satisfy the world, praise God, it's enough to satisfy Him. Amen. He's the one that matters. Amen. Praise God, we don't have to do all the things that we do to try to draw attention to ourselves. Hey, I want to draw attention, but I won't draw attention to my God. I want His attention, praise God, to be on me. I want Him to look upon me. I want Him to see me as I am. The way He created me. Listen, don't you ever think bad of yourself the way God created you. Amen. You are exactly what you're supposed to be. Amen. And you just need to be that for God's glory. To magnify His name in the hour that we live. Because he's writing this day, he's writing this this autograph book, praise God, and he's writing it for those that fear the Lord. He's writing it for those not only that fear the Lord, but those that's always got a testimony. Always ready to testify. This is what the Bible says, and he said, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Amen. They had a testimony. You say, well, preacher, David was talking about this and about that. And he said, no, these are people that fear the Lord. They had a reverent respect for God. They was talking about the Lord. They was uplifting God. They was encouraging each other in the Lord. They was testifying. Praise God. Hey, look what, let me tell you what God done for me today. Amen. And they got, before that, he got, he said, well, wait a minute. Let me tell you what God done for me. Amen. He's just as good to me as he was for you today. I can't even begin to tell you how good God's been to me today. But yeah. Well, you think that's good. Guess what God done for me this week? Amen. You've got a day, I got a week. Amen. Testifying, praising God. Somebody else says, hey, that ain't nothing. Let me tell you what God done for me this month. Amen. The whole 31 days, praise God, God's just been there. God's been doing this for me, doing that for me. If we'll get to looking hard enough, we'll see what God's doing. Boy, then we can praise Him. You know why we don't praise God like we ought to? Because we're not looking to see what He's done for us. And we're going to be looking for things to praise Him, praise God. Those that fear God are looking to praise Him and give Him glory every day. Not just not every now and then. You know what the sad part is? Sometimes we'll praise God when He performs a miracle. Some great feat in our lives. Right? Come on now. Stay with me. When He does something really wonderful for us, well, we'll praise Him. We'll say, glory to God. We'll tell people about it. But every day He's a blessing us. He's helping us. He's encouraging us. Praise the Lord. I get up and I look out the window of the morning. I see the sun coming up. Praise God. I see the good world that the gods gave us and that we're still here to enjoy it. And I say, praise His holy name. What a Savior. Man, I look up at those clouds wondering if today could be the day that the promise would come to me. They said the awesome book was written. Names were written there, praise God, because they was continuously testifying of God's glory. Amen. And they were not only continuously testifying, but they were meditating on Him. Praise the Lord. He said it was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. Let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hand. Just think about it. How much time during the day do you spend thinking about the Lord? Huh? Say, well, preacher, I'm busy. I'm working. Everybody, I know. We all are. Everybody's going in different ways. Daniel said we'd be running to and fro in the last days. Amen. That's what we're doing. We run around like we're crazy. Amen. Like a dog chasing a car tire. I wouldn't know what to do with it if you caught it. Have you ever seen a dog chase a car? You know, I used to have a dog that lived on the road that we lived on, and he was always chasing cars. Not the road I live on now, but in West Virginia, he's always chasing cars. You know what? You know what happens when you just stop? He just stops. He don't know what to do. Amen. He's done caught it. So well, what? He'll just turn around and go the other way. Amen. That's the way we operate. We're running to and fro, chasing like dog chasing a car, praise God. And we don't know what to do with it if we called it. But God Almighty, praise God, He said those that will meditate upon Him, we'll stop and we'll think about the Lord. He said those are the kind that's written in the autograph book of God, praise God. Those that are constantly thinking about Him. Amen. Because I'll tell you today, you're always on His mind. Now listen to me. That's hard for us to comprehend. Especially me. Hey, I have trouble sometimes just remembering your name now. Amen. 30 minutes from now, it might not be there. Come on now, don't look at me like that. Half of you is right there with me. Amen. Don't you make me think I'm on this train by myself. We're all loaded up. Amen. We're all going in the same direction. Amen. Praise God. I might not know you tomorrow. I might not know you the next day. I might not be able to call your name out this morning. But I want to tell you by the authority of God's Word, I know who Jesus is. And I know that He lives down in my heart. Praise God, I may not be able to remember you, but praise the Lord, I'm going to always remember my Savior. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? Because I've been through places. I've been through nursing homes and facilities. And I've seen people in there didn't know their own children's name, couldn't call their wife's name, but they still remember God. They know who you get to singing, praising God, those songs of Zion, and they'll jump in and sing with you. Amen. There's just something about God that you can't forget. And it said that put those that's written in the autograph of God, praise God, are those that will think upon Him. Meditate upon the things of God. Now that word meditate means to stop, to clear your mind toward He's the only thing there. How many of us take time to do that each day? Come on. Yeah, oh me. Amen. We do good if we can stop long enough and say, Lord, bless this food I'm about to eat. I'll just be honest, the other night I was about starved to death. Teresa come in and we was working. We worked, it was after dark, and we finally sat down to eat. And we grabbed up some leftovers and warmed them up, put them on the table and sat down there. And she sat down across my table and we were sitting there talking. And next thing I know, I had a big old fork full in my mouth. And she just sat there and looked at me like a sheep looking at a new gate. Never said a word. And I thought, wait a minute, I didn't pray. Yeah. Man, yeah. How many times we do that? Hey, look, I ain't going out and eat a restaurant. I ain't putting a spoonful of anything in this mouth, praise God, until I pray over it. I don't know who's in that kitchen. And you don't either. Amen. But I want God to bless it. If I'm going to put it into me, I want God to use it for the nourishment of my body for His glory. But sometimes we get so preoccupied, we get so caught up. We get so hungry. Amen. And we just sit down and dive in. You ought to stop. You ought to stop and just pray. Say, Lord, thank You for this food. For this I'm about to receive. Even if it is leftovers, thank God that there was enough left over so that you could have another meal. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with leftovers. God provided those. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Hey, when the disciples, when they fed the 4,000, they fed the 5,000, they took up baskets of fish and bread, sent them home with the disciples, praise God. They had leftovers. Amen. You fellas that said, I ain't eating leftovers. I got a brother like that. He won't eat leftovers. Amen. Hard times come. I tell you, he's going to starve to death. Amen. I ain't working for it, praise God, laboring to throw it in the garbage. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've got more sense than that. God give me more sense than that. But see, I'm going to meditate upon the good things of God. I'm going to ask God to bless that I have, and I'm going to think about Him. You know why? Because I'm always on His mind. He's always thinking about me, and He's always thinking about you. So we see God's autograph. But now, what's the results of this? Amen. Let me just give you a few of these right quickly, and we'll go to the house. What's the result of this autograph book of God? Amen. It's a book. Hey, number one, it's a book that's ever before Him. Amen. He sees it all the time. Praise God. He said it was written before Him for them that feared the Lord. So that book is always before God. Amen. Hey, there's nothing, praise God, that gets by Him. There's nothing that escapes Him. There's nothing that He doesn't see in His autograph. There's nothing that He don't see in that book that He's writing about you and me. Every little intricate detail. Hello, that ought to scare us to death. Amen. That ought to cause us to come out of there and come to altar and say, oh Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me for the things I've done. Please forgive me for the thoughts I've entertained. Hello. Amen. Hey, you know when sometimes you entertain those thoughts, they become sin. Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise God. That's why we got to, if something, we're going to think things weren't to think. We're going to see things weren't to see. Praise God. We need to push Him right on through and out the back door. We got to get rid of them. Praise God. God, that's where Miss G said, you got to say, Jesus, 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 praise God, till they're gone from you.
So you can live a virtuous life so that you can meditate upon the good things of God and praise Him for His goodness. That He didn't leave that on you, didn't get you encapsulated by that. Amen? Because that book is ever before Him. Amen. Praise His name. Amen? Praise God. And we see that God made them His choice. He chose them. Praise God for Himself. He said, and they shall be Mine. Amen? God chose us for Himself. Praise God. We ought to choose Him because He chose us. He first chose us. He chose me before I ever thought about choosing Him. Amen? When He was on the cross, you was on His mind. He chose you then for salvation, praise God. All that would believe, praise God, might come to believe in Jesus Christ and be saved. Praise God, He chose you. He chose us. He picked us Himself. He handpicked us to be His. He chose you this morning. Let me ask you, have you chose Him? Amen. He chose you. He's picked you. He wants you this morning, but have you chose Him? Have you become His? Are you belong to the Lord this morning? He said, well, preacher, I belong to myself. I don't belong to nobody. No, you do. You belong to the Lord Jesus or you belong to the devil. Amen. Take that, devil. He don't like that. Amen. You either belong to the Lord Jesus Christ or you belong to the devil. You're either following one or the other. You say, well, preacher, I'm just living unto myself. That's what fellow told me the other day. He said, preacher, I'm just living unto myself. And if God just leave me alone. I said, you're living contrary to the word of God. Praise God. God ain't going to leave you alone. And if He does, you're a dead man. Amen. Said, you can't live to yourself. Yourself will destroy you. I mean, we need to be rescued from this man that apostle, this man that I am. That I would, I do not. That I would not, that I do. He said, who can deliver me from this body of death that's eating away, that's decaying me? Amen. That's rotting in my flesh. He said, the man Jesus Christ. He can deliver me from this flesh-eating thing that I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you know that? Let me just say this real quickly. There's a new fly that's coming in out of Mexico now that's flesh-eating flies. I'm just saying, we're living in the last days, folks. There's an airplane coming out of somewhere overseas yesterday, but no more got out of the air, that they were infested by mosquitoes. Mosquitoes was devouring them, eating them on the plane. They was passing out some kind of citrus thing. Miss Allison would love that. To try to keep them from being eaten. Of course, it would have swelled her up in the air and blowed up. She would have croaked in the air. I'm telling you, this thing's getting serious. Amen. God said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, God's keeping a perfect record. He knows exactly what's happening. He knows exactly where you are and I am. He knows exactly where He'd like for us to be. And He's collecting us unto Himself, calling us unto Himself, choosing us out for Himself. Amen. Praise God. Why did He do that? Because He set His heart on them. Amen. He set His heart on them. Praise God. Look what He says. He said, now they shall be Mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. God said, I chose them, praise God, because I set my heart on them. You realize God's heart is set on you today? To serve you, to save you, to spare you, praise God, to call you unto Himself. You say, why did He do that? So we might occupy a position as sons. Amen. That's what He said, that we, just as His own son, would serve Him. He wants us to be sons. He wants to be daughters. He wants us to be part of His family. So God's writing it down, praise God. He's pinning it down, all that He wants for us. If we only knew the mind of God today. Amen. The plan that God has, the purpose that God has, the initiative that God has for us. Praise God, to be partakers in what He has. And He put us into a position in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's not something taken lightly, praise God. That's our position in Christ. That's where we are if we've been born again. As God, I wouldn't say, boy, I'd get saved. I'd find me a place. And I'd say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. Amen. I'd ask God to save me so that He could begin to grow me. I mean, that's what God wants to do. See, I said what I said about these insects. And not only do they have the mosquitoes and the flesh-eating flies, but they also got a fungus now that's getting into the hospital. And CDC won't tell us because they don't want to cause a worldwide panic. But it's a flesh, it's a fungus that you they can't get rid of. You get it on you, get it in you, you're just done. Amen? It's just the way it is. Because we're living last days. Chapter number 4, he said, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all they that do wickedly," now watch this, "shall be stubble." You know what stubble is? That's that stuff that they gather together. Amen. And it burns. It's just like it's good really good kindling. He said, "Those that reject God, those that deny God, those that rebel against God, the wicked," he said, "they'll be like stubble. Then they that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." He said, "There won't be nothing left. I'm going to burn them up. There's nothing. There's not going to be an inheritance left in this world." Now, the individual himself, are they going to be burned up? No, they're not going to be burned up. Their body might be, but their soul and their spirit's going to go to hell, lost without God. Because that's the choice that they made. But God Almighty says to me, in His autograph book, He said, "I've got a better thing coming for those that love the Lord." Verse number 2 says, "But unto you that fear My name shall the Son of Righteousness," you know who that is? That's Jesus. Amen. "The Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings, and He shall go forth, and ye shall go forth, and grow up as calves of the stall." Amen. So He says, not only you're going to occupy a position in Him, but He says He's also going to, He's promised the growth, praise God, and healing for those that love Him. He said they're going to be, He's going to give them healing, and He's going to grow them up and provide for them like a calf in a stall. Let me explain this to you city slickers. People that's never lived on a farm. A calf that's in a stall don't fend for itself. Amen? A calf that's in a stall, it can't pick and it can't go to the creek and it can't drink, it can't get no food. If it's not taken care of, it will starve. Okay? There's no provision for it in the stall. The only provision for it is that place of safety from the storm. Stay with me. I'm done. God said, I'll take you that love Me, that fear Me, that trust Me. He said, I'll give you a position, and your position will be like a calf in a stall, a place of safety and security from the storms of this world. And He said, then I'll feed you, and I'll take care of you, and I'll grow you and make you strong in the Lord. He said, I'll give you power and food from the throne of grace, the throne of heaven, like you've never had before. Who wouldn't want that? Amen. Hey, them little critters I got that's in the stall, and they take them pretty good. They grow and get fat and sizey pretty quick. Amen. Them little baby goats, you can't just throw them out in the pasture just any such way till they get a little bit bigger. Amen. Now Brother Kevin and them, they got it set up because they got the woven wire fence, just got little 4-inch squares. The little boogers can't get through that. But if you got the hoglock wire like me, but it's got the 6-inch square, when them little boogers are little, they'll squirt right through there. And then mama, she tries to get them back and she's tore all to pieces. You know, that's what God does when we get away from Him. We go in our own direction. When we get out there, He knows we're going to get in trouble, make a mess out of our life. Well, God gets tore up and He begins to deal with us and convict us and touch us and tell us that He loves us and call us, woo us back unto Him. But we just got to be listening. Amen. Little old boogers get out there, and if you ain't careful, I got an electric fence, and they'll get out there and they'll touch that electric fence. They hit that thing 3 or 4 times before they figure out what it is. You know, once they hit it a few times, then I guess they can sense it or smell it, and they realize it's on. Amen. We got enough sense, praise God, enough sense as a goat to realize, praise God, that these things out there that hurt us, we need the Lord, praise God, to compel us to come back to Him, to keep us where we need to be. The promise of growth, the promise of healing, the promise of protection from the Lord. It's written down in the book, recorded in the presence of God. It's always before Him. Amen. What else is in the book? It's an abundance of mercy at His coming. Abundance of mercy, praise God. He has the, praise God, He's going to present us, present to us and through us when He comes. And He's coming, praise God. He's coming again. Just like He said He would. Even the naysayers of the world today saying something's happening. Something big's getting ready to take place. It looks like Jesus is getting ready to come. Praise God, I will say, yes, He is. And it could be today. But there's promise of mercy to those, praise God, that love the Lord. Malachi said, praise God, those that have turned back to God and walked with God and loved the Lord, praise God, as the Lord loves us. He said, there's great and mighty things promised for them. The abundant mercy of God be manifest in our life one day, praise the Lord. One day, the abundant, magnificent mercy of God be poured out on every one of us. Amen. We'll get to stand in the presence of our Savior. Well, that's mercy and grace right there. We don't deserve that. But boy, one day we'll get to partake in it. Amen. I keep looking. Praise God. Brother Ralph's been practicing. Good morning. Amen. Don't matter if you call him in the morning or 10 o'clock at night. He'll say, good morning. Amen. Praise God. We're getting ready for the Lord. He said, then there won't be no night. Praise God. Won't be no need for the sun or the stars or the moon because Jesus Christ Himself will be the light. He needs to be the light today. The light of our lives, praise God. Because God's got an autograph book. He's writing things down and He keeps it close to Him. Amen. There's nothing that you do is going to slide by Him unnoticed. Hello? The Bible says in Acts chapter 17, there's a time when God, there were some things that God winked at. He kind of let it go by. He said, that time's over. Amen. The day of grace is here. Praise God. We put our faith and trust in the Lord and try to live according to His plan, His purpose. That God get the glory. And He's writing it all down. He's keeping it documented. Praise God. So that one day He can present us to Himself. He can open the books and say, glory to God. Well, what a young'un. He said, I'm so proud of you. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Your name's written here in the book. And all these things I've recorded, boy, you've been such a blessing. Boy, you've been such an encouragement. Amen. You've been such a help. Praise God. You've been so faithful. You've been so true. You've stayed the course. You haven't deviated. You've fought against the flesh and the demons of hell. He said you put yourself forward. You've been true to the Word and true to God. Amen. He said, well, it's time to come on in. Praise God to the glory that I have to bestow upon you. Amen. The glorification. Praise God. That's what happens. After I preached on, I believe we went on that sanctification. When the sanctification's finished, then we come into that glorification. Praise God. We become as we're heirs and joint heirs of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we enter into glory. The presence of the Lord. Can you imagine? I can only imagine what it'd be like when I enter into the glory of God. But I have a promise. And Malachi says, hey, listen, God's transcribed out here. He's laid it out for us. He's got a good record of it. And if God's got a record of the promise that He made to you and to me, praise God, we can be partakers of that promise in Christ our Savior. Bless His holy name. Why? Because God's got a good record. He's got an autograph book. Amen. Praise God. He's writing her down in, pinning it down. Praise the Lord. For His glory and for our benefit. You say, well, preacher, what about all the bad things I've done? They're there too. But praise God, they need to be under the blood. Amen. Say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. Put those things behind you. Repent of those things. Now that means we lay them down there, we get them at His feet, we ask to forgive us of them, and we turn around and we go another direction, and we don't ever come back to those things that are sinful. Amen. That's true repentance. That's turning 180, that's asking God to forgive you of it, laying it down, and asking Him to help you with it and go away from it and don't go back. So many times we run back and we'll pick it up. Carry it with us just a little farther, won't we? Well, we'll throw it down again. Got to give it to the Lord, youngins. We've got to trust the Lord. Because it's all being recorded. God wants to help us if we'll let Him. But will we let Him? Will you let Him this morning?